What's up, guys? Welcome back to Two Sisters and Their Dramas. It's your girl, Nay.
And your big sis, Chan.
What up, Chan?
Chan and Polo are running away. So, if you hear them in the background, we keep giving this disclaimer. Eventually, one of these days, I'm not going to do it anymore because y'all know they be around. And
all the time.
They are having a good time and they have linked up with their Zoomies. So,
yes.
Both of them suddenly had a Zoomie burst the moment we picked up the mics.
Facts, because it's time to go.
The show must go on. You know, that's just what it is.
True.
So, yeah, that's what they're doing. Other than that, work is kicking my ass. But that's what I get paid the small bucks for.
Facts. The small bucks.
Because, you know, work be working me.
It always does. Work does what it does every time. Plus, it's the last week of school, so it's rough around these streets. You know, graduation season, it's closing. Mm-hmm. It's hard, but it's closing. And I don't got nothing else to give. I'm struggling over here.
I'm not on empty as far as the tank, but I am on... I'm under half a tank.
Listen,
I'm down there at a quarter tank.
I understand. I think I'm at the quarter. Actually, I'm lying. I think I might be on E, and I'm just pushing them last few miles before it actually dies.
Now I got a little more left in me.
Baby, it's a struggle.
I don't have enough to share.
I get it.
So
I'm with you when you're right.
Depending on what comes my way, that may you know, that fourth of tank can get you either all the way to work, or depending on how far and what type of hazards and problems you encounter on your way to work, that fourth of tank may dwindle down to nothing.
Facts.
And you ain't left your neighborhood.
Facts.
So it really just depends on what's coming my way. That's going to determine if I got enough to maintain a little while longer.
Well, hopefully, you know, we can just press on for the rest of this week.
Child.
Closing on out the best we can. That's all we got to
do. Yeah, because we're going into a 3-day weekend, y'all. If you are... Hopefully, your job, if you are listening to us, we know we are international. Shout out to everybody listening to us from the other countries. We appreciate you. We see you. Keep listening. Keep sharing. Keep telling people about it. But if you're in the United States, we're going into Memorial Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
which is a 3-day weekend for us.
Holiday.
So that's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday for you. It's just a Monday for me.
Well, yeah.
Because
you want the big bucks. That's what happens.
It is what it is, y'all. I'll be tired. But they say you don't make money if you just be sleeping.
Thanks.
So I'm gonna have to go out and get this money because your girl got things she's trying to do in 2023-2024.
No judgment. Get her done.
And these vet bills gonna be
well
cheap.
Now that too. That too.
And also, let's just be honest, we're going into the summer and we live in Texas. We told y'all last year, Texas in the summertime is hot.
Fact. I mean, that good old electricity bill,
it's up there.
Gonna change, you know?
It goes up. So
yeah.
You gotta make a way out of no way, because what we're not gonna do is suffer in heat.
You sure damn right. No, that's what we're not gonna do is sit up in the heat.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. How y'all doing?
For real. What's going on with y'all? How's life?
One of these days, y'all, we got some things up our sleeves. We're going to start slowly revealing some things to you in June, which is around the corner.
Uh-huh.
We'll reveal one thing in June, and then we'll reveal the other shortly after. We'll see how time kind of plays out.
True.
We got
True.
Some things up our sleeves. We're still working. We're going to continue to try to bring, you know, just to advance and better ourselves so that you can have the best quality production from Two Sisters and Their Dramas, because we're very, you know, we want to make sure that we're giving you what you deserve, because we are passionate about this.
I feel you.
Sorry, you know, I get on my tangents.
No way.
Y'all can see this girl, the way she be looking at me sometimes. She be looking at me like, what?
Listen, it happens sometimes, and I just let you go, because you got a point.
I had a whole
point. Make your point. I ain't mad at it.
I love him.
Listen, I love him too. You know what I'm saying? I want them to be ready for what we will be presenting soon.
I'm working hard behind the scenes, and I just want people to know that. That's all.
I mean, she making it do what it do, you know? Kudos to you, Big Sis Chan.
I try.
Listen.
Anyhow, y'all, I already know what time it is. If you are listening to today's podcast, make sure you are joining in with us for a cocktail.
Or a mocktail.
Go ahead, take it over. What else?
Or juice, or some sweet tea, or some water, because, you know, you got to stay hydrated, folks. We don't want y'all thirsty in these streets. Get your water intake up.
Side note, the TV is on, and we're just seeing, like, little advertisements. I don't know if y'all watch, what's the show? Not the circle, but
the couple show with Nick and his wife.
Married.
Why? I can't think of the name of that show.
Love After. No, they're in the pods. So they're in the pods, and they, you know, they talk to each other. They fall in love with each other without ever seeing each other, right?
Right.
And then they, of course, go off and meet each other and then be like, wait a minute. You're not who I thought you was.
Facts.
But anyhow, one of the advertisements is one of the girls that we low-key couldn't stand.
Facts.
But she ended up being the victim.
I mean, she ended up being the victim, but she still was a terrible character. Her character was terrible on TV.
And she just had like a little prime advertisement that just broke through, which shows you how people be getting on these shows and they be leveraging, you know, what they really want to do by being on the show and pretending to be looking for love. And they don't.
I mean, you know, it don't seem like they do, because it don't be a whole bunch of couples that make it through.
She didn't. I'll just say that much.
It don't be a whole lot of couples that make it through.
Did you find the name of it?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind.
Yeah, I don't know why we couldn't think of that. You know.
That's a good question, y'all. We're going to talk about that for like 2 seconds. Do you mind? Because we only have watched one episode of the show. So, you know, I'm just going to do a little filler if y'all don't mind. Because again, side-eye sister over here. Anyhow, do you think that it is possible to fall in love with someone without ever seeing that person? Like, and I really want y'all to, as you're listening to us, you know, just take a second and sit with that question and think about it. Like, could I? Could I not?
I mean, I think that it is highly possible that you can feel strongly for someone without seeing them, especially if the communication is top tier and you guys are in sync emotionally. I think it's possible. Does that mean it is going to work out and y'all are going to actually commit to each other? Not necessarily, but I do think some of these couples truly connect, and
I think some of those people go on the show for that purpose, for real love.
I would hope that would be why you go on the show, because that's the purpose of the show, unlike so many people who go on there for the notoriety of it all.
And they probably don't end up filming the people that really went on it, because they don't make good TV.
I mean, shout out to Cameron and Lauren. Is that their names?
Yeah, that's the OG. Because
they about the only ones who I was rooting for from the beginning.
The other couple, you were rooting for them.
I was rooting for them from the beginning, and they're still together.
Yeah.
So, shout out to them.
I would say it's a no for me, though. I don't know if you asked that question.
I was about to, but you know.
My bad. Y'all know I'll be jumping ahead. ADD, like.
It be that way sometimes.
It's a no for me, dog. I think conversation is wonderful. And getting to know a person intellectually is great. Sorry, y'all. But I have to at least see you to really even want to feel. And it doesn't mean that you have to be like the most gorgeous thing ever, right? Because ain't nobody walking around here perfect, so I'm not expecting that. But I just need to know that you're not some extra character from The Walking Dead.
I'm not going to play this game with you today.
You know, that's just a real thing. Like, I just need to know that's not who you are, you know? And once anything else can be built on, right?
Sure.
You can build on if somebody doesn't dress the way you think, you know, appropriately for their age.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they just still dress like a teenager and they're 35. Like, you can work on that.
You can.
You can work on, you know, if you ain't got your money right and your credit right at the age 35 and up, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's a no for me on that too. Because
clearly, it's a no for you all the way around, honey.
We just got issues, y'all. Let me put that out there. But I will say, I think that it is good to get to know a person conversationally. It's good to know a person. Before you even engage in anything romantically, you should try to get to know them. So maybe I need to, you know, think about that question. But I'll leave the question with you all to think on. As usual, you can always get in those streets and you can let us know what your thoughts are, how you're feeling on it, if you agree or disagree.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from you on that topic.
I mean, I assume that there's people out there who do believe. And I assume there's people out there who are like, hell no, just like you. It's a no for me, though. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to seeing y'all's responses. So get out there and let us know what you're thinking.
You can email us. You can get in those apps.
Twitter streets.
Twitter. You can, everywhere. We out there.
Spotify. You can hit us up. You know.
You can even leave a comment on Apple. You know. So
you definitely can do that. You know.
But anyhow, enough rambling, y'all. This is a one episode podcast. This is something different. This is not going to be the routine. This is just the way it landed for this week.
Yeah.
Just because of time. And I'm going to put it out there because we are two sisters in the dramas. And don't we say we've seen some dramas, heard some dramas?
Uh-huh.
So the reason that we couldn't get past to the second episode of this show is because one of my good Judies, drunk.
Good and three sheets to the wind.
I mean, sobering. And today is Monday. Y'all know we record either on a Sunday or a Monday, but go on.
What's in your cup, sis?
Oh, girl, speaking of drunk. I have finally decided that I do actually like whiskey. So I'm drinking Crown Diet Coke.
Support a little Stella Rosa Black. You know, get my mind together for the rest of this week.
Myself actually, you know, going for it, reaching for it more because it's such an easy little combo, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first I was like, I don't like that. I like clear liquor. I don't want no brown liquor.
He said brown liquor is that adult liquor. That's that red light basement liquor. Mm-hmm.
But
if you like it, I love it for you, though.
I'm like, hey, this is quick and easy.
I mean, no judgment. It is quick and easy.
Yeah, so that's what I'm having, but it's always going to be with Diet Coke. Y'all know Diet Coke is the best.
Sure.
Okay, that's just what I feel. Anyhow, so that is the reason we are only able to talk about one episode today, because one of my good Judies, my good friend, she called me and sis was fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And that's her normal. Sis is a functional drunk. No shade to her. I love her. Because a functional drunk means you can function. You get up and you go to work and you take care of your business.
I mean, word.
That just means you like to also indulge. So that's why we are with the one episode, because
somebody had to have a conversation with forever.
Girl, I don't know what she was saying. She probably don't know what she was saying. Tomorrow we're going to be like,
listen, it be that way sometimes. Mind you, your big sis Chan don't be holding the phone. So I was shocked that she was holding the phone.
I'm not a phone person. Like, I can do a good 10, 15 minute, 20 conversation. After that, I'd be like, I just said not too long ago, ADD life. So I'd be like, can we move on? Can we get to the point? You know?
Well, you did. You was good. You was good for talking to him.
You're
as long
really
as you
good, though, with that, because if you want somebody to call and talk and they just listen to you, that's nay. That's your strength. Like, you will sit and listen to people and actually tune in to a couple of trigger words to be able to communicate a point back.
That depends on the day these days. These days, I'm low-key becoming you. Barely even talk on the phone. I'm going to give you the window when I'm in the car driving. Mm-hmm. That's all you got. If you don't fit in that window, we might not talk.
You might get about 20 minutes once when I'm home. But even with that, I feel like we don't have to sit on the phone for 2 hours. Like, what y'all think? Are y'all sitting on the phone for 2 hours talking to people? Because I just don't have that kind of time. By the time you get home from work, it's 5 o'clock.
Listen.
5:30.
Day is over.
Then, you know, you got to do a couple of things, let alone have kids and a husband, you cooking and cleaning and all that jazz, or whatever it is you're doing, and you look up and it's time to go to bed, and you done held a phone with somebody for 2 hours. Nah,
I lost yourself in them 2 hours chit-chatting.
I can't even listen for two straight hours, honey. I'm like, what? Oh, you told me that?
It depends on the subject. Yeah, sometimes I do tune in and sometimes I tune out, so
I'll be like, oh, well.
Hope I stick around for your conversation, folks.
Just know that if y'all ever get my number and y'all call me, after about 20 minutes, you better wrap it up. Because if not, I'm just going to be like, oh, wow. What? Yeah.
Come on with the basic responses that we all be giving.
I'm saying, girl.
No, for real.
You know how it goes. That's what I'm giving you after about 20, 30 minutes. So just so be warned. Anyhow, y'all, let's get into today's show. This is a show that Nay picked out for us to watch. And give us a little background, sis.
I only picked this one because we I love Lee-Dong-Wook, and he is the main character in this show. This is a part two, I think, of a series. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think. I know it's a part two of a series. And he's basically a god-turned non-god who still retains all of his powers. And for whatever reason, he's went back in time to retrieve a stone. The stone, I guess, is what is keeping the bad guys and the good guys or the dead guys from coming back somehow. Mm-hmm. In the previous season, his brother, who is a half fox, half human, he died in the previous season. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Tale of the Nine Tail Part 1, okay? Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, he's back in this series. And so far, it has been nothing but comedy in my book. I am very much impressed because I thought it was going to be kind of lully, like in my opinion, the first season was. There were ups and downs and a lot of it was slow. So I thought it was going to follow that suit. But so far, it's been kind of hilarious and I'm loving it.
I didn't know what I was getting into. But y'all know I'm all for fantasy. For magic. I'm all for historical pieces. And so this show is kind of giving you both, actually.
True.
You know, what we've seen so far with this particular episode, that he goes back in time. And so that's...
to 1938.
It's like check, check, check for me, because it's giving what it needs to give. And the comedy of it, you know, is right on par with not being too cheesy, but at the same time...
You need the cheese.
But sometimes those fantasy K-drama, C-dramas, it can be... I watch Ashes to Love, y'all. So when I'm talking about...
More than once.
I did watch it more than once. I love that show. But when I'm saying that's fantasy, but their comedy was beyond cheesy. And this show is not like excessive cheesy. It's just like
cheesy
perfectly
enough.
Timed cheesy. And I'm here for that. I think, you know, whenever you have the old adage of like these two brothers that are just, you know, fighting and, you know, it was a Western. Can't think of
it. It was a whole Yellowstone / OK Corral moment in the beginning of the series.
It was. And it kind of put, what was that Western TV show where it the Hatfields and the McCoys? You know, it kind of gives you like, that's what's happening now at the beginning. And then it's like, what is happening? And then they fast forward to the future. And I'm like, wait a minute, now, I don't know what's happening.
Then it took you back. Because it had to give you a little bit of the backstory to how we got where we are. Mm-hmm. He wound up re-signing a new contract with the old lady. I can't ever think of her name. Basically saying he would continue to work with her as long as his woman lived. And once his woman lived, that would be the end of his contract. Mm-hmm. In the midst of him signing his contract, we found out somebody had snuck in and stole the stone. And now he got to go find the stone. And that is how we get back to him fighting with his brother. Mm-hmm. It was insanity. The fight sequences were cool. There were explosions. There was magic. Great CGI effects. I love when he does the whole nine-tail golden eye thing that he does. I think that's awesome. And then we found out there was a weird guy who was like sucking the life from people.
Yeah.
It just, so far it's been interesting. And it seems like every episode he might have to fight somebody, some main villain, until the end when he gets to the big villain. Mm-hmm. I do think that the big villain is the woman. The woman who basically was like, cut that man tendon. Her.
Oh, yeah.
She's the big villain, because I do think that was her on the train in the end. But I did love how he was just like, oh, they don't know what they've done. They brought me here without a woman to protect. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just free to be me. And now it's time to hunt. Kill everybody. Can't really say the last part.
But that's what it was.
That's what I felt.
I think this show is going to be... I'm here for it.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
I don't know how many episodes it's going to have.
It's going to have 12.
Oh, that's not bad.
I think 6 are out so far.
That's not bad. So what we'll do for the next week... Ooh, y'all. Stretch for me next week to try to pick up an extra show. Do like...
I mean, we can maybe see how we feel Monday throughout the day, maybe. I don't know.
To be like 2, 3, 4?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, 2, 3, 4 is a lot. Mm-hmm. But, what if we do 2 and then we do 3, 4, 5, 6? Well, then by then it'll be up to 7, so I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll be back.
We'll figure it out. We'll confirm when we come back. You'll see what we put out there. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so far, I do think it's worth watching. If you are a fan of Lee Dong Wook, you will thoroughly enjoy it. Don't blame me for forgetting the brother's name. It's somewhere in my head. I know that it is. But if you are a fan of his also, you'll enjoy it. They're good together. They have good chemistry. They tend to work well with each other with whatever it is that they're doing. I like they both look good. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them continue to look good and good at every episode.
Yeah. I think one of the things that I'm looking forward about this show is I like the fact it's kind of like a quest, you know, that he's on. First of all, he's supposed to be going back in town.
That's time right.
And getting back. He missed that deadline. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering is he gonna have issues with the head lady that sent him.
Well, I wonder if she's still back there kicking butt.
Baby, she was kicking ass. Because she was holding it
she
down.
She was holding it down by herself, but it seemed like them people was coming to get her and she wasn't really ready at the end.
No, because she said let them in.
Hey, mama said, I know what I'm doing. Come on.
I still got a little fight in me, what she said.
That's what I got, and I'm going to give it to him. And you want it, come get it.
She can hold it down for another however much time that is needed for him to get back.
Yeah, I hope they do let us know how that's going in the next episode.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it was a lot going on that train. I don't know if y'all paid attention, but it was the brother's crew was on the train. It was mm-hmm. some people at the end trying to light some fires. It was a lot going on. So, hopefully, you know, it kind of we get more story, but less dramatic story at that.
Yeah, because we also got to figure out, you know, because he also traded in, you know, his soul. So it's kind of like, not his soul, his life.
Well, yeah.
So it's kind of like we got to figure out what's going to happen there, too, because he's missing out on time with his boot.
He is missing out on time with his boot.
She is very mortal.
Facts.
And she could die just from walking outside. And
well, if she dies, then his contract is free.
And he could die, too.
I mean, that's what he signed up for. That's what she said, you know, that Fox is made for life. So that's what he want. I mean, my man has been around thousands of years waiting for the opportunity for this girl to come back around.
Yeah.
And they together. So he deserved his time with her, but he's also a god. So he deserved to fight some wars too along the way.
I mean, he needs to. Like, you know, it's not over. Your brother over there yet barely hanging on.
I mean, so barely, for real.
We need you to, you know, show up and just kind of get back active in this.
I mean, the brother got a little thug in him too. I can't wait till they tap into it together. Although I do wonder, are they going to continue to somewhat fight along the way? Because again, the brother is, I guess he's starting to see it now, but he, for the longest time, felt like they was basically enemies or he was abandoned.
And I feel like if you are witnessing everything that's going on with your brother, and also just from I didn't see the first one. Let me just give y'all that little disclaimer too. But do we want to see two seasons of them fighting each other? Isn't it time to move on and fight somebody else?
I mean, but they did in season one too. They fought each other, but they still fought somebody else.
But isn't it time to be like, let's not fight each other anymore? Let's just move on from that narrative and be doing something else.
Maybe. I hope that that's where we're going, because they were a good team mm-hmm. when they got together.
Well, to be continued, guys, because like we said, we only seen one episode of this show. It is something that we're both into. It is on Prime.
It's on Amazon
so
Prime.
So check it out.
Six episodes are out right now.
Don't jump ahead of us. Wait on us. Just watch one so we can be together and y'all not be ahead of us trying to spoil it or anything like that. We coming, just wait. Just
okay.
Be easy.
Listen, if you want to watch Tale of the Lion Tale Part 1, I believe that it is on Viki. It may be somewhere else, but I watched it on Viki. Until the next time, you guys, we are going to holler at y'all. Deuces.
Bye.